Just mute your phone, the device that's on the phone of yours. And so anyway, either way it works, but we just try to keep a clear message and on the CDs that we send out, because that's why we record all that we say and do here in the church God has blessed us to be in. Well, as I mentioned, I do have the message here today, so I'll get out my notes. Let me start here by asking the question, what and where will you be 1 billion centuries from now? That's a pretty broad subject to put on our mind right off the bat to think of. Will you be dust and ashes, long since gone and forgotten, or will you be serving in God's kingdom? A choice that God gives us throughout His Word, as you know, when we read it, there's always choices in there. And these are choices that I just pass on to you here. You know, today's planet Earth is our home. It is a unique place, but it is not the only place. From here on Earth, we can view vast numbers of other places. So it's something here we can see, not just read about, but see. You know, we have all gazed at the stars, and in so doing, we have peeked at our destiny. I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way. You know, that's located somewhere in that enormous universe over us, as around us. You know, most places in space are clustered with galaxies. Ours is called the Milky Way. It contains about 200 billion stars. Those are awfully large numbers. Could I ask somebody who just now spoke to mute their phone, please? Because we are recording, as I mentioned in the announcements, and we like to have clean tapes. Well, the Word of God says that these heavenly places were not created in vain. Turn with me, if you will, over here to the book of Isaiah. I think there's something there that we need to bring in right there of God's Word, as He is the one that's teaching us and to advising us. It's over here in Isaiah chapter 45. And in verse 18, it says, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." So He puts His signature to that statement. So when the Lord first created this world, you know, it was not in chaos or in vain. And Tahu, as we've all read there in Genesis, He formed it to be inhabited by angels. You know, Satan and his demons rebelled, and God took their authority away from them because of their attitude about what God had blessed them to be able to have an opportunity that they refused and turned around and wanted to go the opposite way. He then, you know, recreated the earth and mankind, that is, to subdue it. That means to conquer it, to rule over it. In Genesis 1:28, informs us of that. And there it also is going to be something that we need to always keep in mind, because He is the one that's in charge of doing this creation that we are witnessing today in our physical lives that we are in, and have His Bible, the instruction book to life, to answer many of the questions that we have. But He did create it, and like I said, to subdue it, to conquer it, and to rule over it. Our galaxy is not alone. You know, sprinkled throughout the universe are countless numbers of galaxies. So we're not the Lone Ranger out here when we look at the heavens and our limited space and our limited ability to see only a certain distance. You know, in our corner here of the cosmos, astronomers have already counted about 1 billion galaxies. A billion galaxies. That's hard for us to imagine that in our minds. But scientists can only guess at the number of galaxies there really are. It's a number, like Fauci puts out about the cold flu and so forth. It's a number that he just throws up, and it's a number here that the astronomers does the same thing, because they don't have an exact count of that. You know, they say each galaxy contains 1 billion stars and planets that float beyond the reach of our man-made telescopes. You know, the number and all the probability is an unthinkable number to so large, couldn't even write enough zeros behind it to know what obviously is out there past the telescope that we have to see as far as we can see. So if we traveled at the speed of light of 186,000 miles a second, or roughly 6 trillion miles a year, it would take us 10 billion years to reach the furthest point that we can see with our telescope, our man-made telescope. You know, so it's no wonder King David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, that is the vault of heaven, shows his handiwork." We know that. It's on Psalms 91:1. It's in the back of the Prove All Things magazine that we probably take a glance at when we get the magazine. You know, most of heavenly space is empty. In Job 26 and verse 7, it tells us that he stretched, talking about God, stretched out the north over the empty space and hung the earth upon nothing. I don't think we're strong enough spiritually yet to really understand that. Scientists can't understand that either. Yet that is what's done, is being done. You know, Job describes centuries before science taught it that God had hung the earth on nothing. There are found huge spaces between the stars and the planets and each galaxy. The gigantic distances between the galaxies themselves there are. So it's all into math, the mathematician math figures to figure out all these things, and yet they're not proven yet until we are spirit being. Then we will know what God has been telling us. We will understand what God has been telling us. You know, there are found huge spaces there is between these galaxies, and we need to keep that in mind here that we're going to talk about. But the galaxies are like a few specks of dust. A few specks of dust that just be floating freely in some kind of an enormous big room. You might see when the sun kind of shines through a window or something, and you see dust particles in the air. Well, that's kind of the way the galaxies are out in the universe, out in the heavens. You know, who knows but God, but may be created in all the empty spaces we're told of. That is, we know that they're there, the empty spaces are there, and that is seen through the telescopes that we have. But who knows for sure what awaits us out there? Just like I started the sermon with, questions. So that question broadens our thinking on this as we go through the sermon here today. Notice with me some